with the retirement, I think what the public can do now is take a look at what happened in the likes of Glencolum Kill and Greencastle, where retirements came. There was a consultation period, and the voice was heard by post office, and there's two post offices now in both those places. So I think Dunluce can do the same. I think Dunluce has an opportunity to get the message back to Impost. I would encourage everybody, whether individually or otherwise, to make submissions. It's a unique catchment area. It's an area that has a lot of drive from a community point of view as well. And just this week, the local community committee were very, very active in promoting the tourism plans for the future. So it is a very important catchment area, and it's important for the people to make their voice heard during this consultation period.
Why do these battles have to be fought one at a time from one area to the other? I mean, why should it be beholden on the public to try and protect what many see as such a vital service?
Yeah, well, I suppose it opens now. Like, once the consultation period is over, it will be open to people, individuals, if they're interested in running the service. So it allows the community to respond in that way as well. And I know from my own sources that there is an interest in the area to run the service. So it's important that awareness is there, and it's important that there is a process where individuals can apply in their own rights and their own individual rights for the position when it comes available. So it's important, the consultation's important, it's important that the voice is heard, and it's an opportunity for an area and the catchment area to be defined in the minds of Impost as well, and obviously politicians will have a role to play in ensuring this is message brought across too.